station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now it's time for the best morning show on radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio in Studio City, California. Get ready for Sam in the Morning.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It's Monday, June 17th. You see, we don't have the intro yet, Mia. For the name of the new show.
Oh, what the heck?
Yeah, what the heck? The guy hasn't gotten back to me, man. Greg, where the hell have you been over the weekend? We'll have a new intro. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Beautiful day in LA. And the show is now formally Sam in the Morning with Mia.
Yay!
So if you guys haven't been following, we have a new co-host here. And you're not that new anymore.
No, that's right. I'm not that new.
Yeah.
I've completed my first full week.
So there you go. And you managed to be here every day, too. Which is
somehow.
Yeah, that's unusual on this show, you know.
Going from, you know, sitting on the other side of the microphone to being like on this side.
There you know? You go.
A guest to a co-host. Yeah. How it all starts.
Yeah. So did you have a nice weekend?
I did. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Yeah, it was a nice weekend.
Good family in town.
Family in town, you know, eating a lot and stuff, you know, a lot of barbecue and things like that. So we went to sort of like a barbecue restaurant on Saturday, and then Sunday, my brother barbecued at home. Nice. So I just ate a lot, you know.
Wow, a lot of barbecue.
Yeah, a lot of barbecuing and stuff. Too much family, too. You know, after a few hours, man, it's too much. But my brother came in from out of town, from China and stuff, so we spent some time together, and that was cool. And, yeah.
That's nice.
It was a cool, an adventurous weekend, actually, you know.
Adventurous?
But, well, yeah, but I don't know why I said that. It wasn't that adventurous.
Barbecue and family. Well, it could be. It could be.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, gosh, now I'm hungry. I want like a barbecue.
So,
something.
So you're saying food can be an adventure?
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
I guess.
Of course.
So, you were telling me you went to a pool party yesterday?
No. I didn't end up going to a pool party. I went to a fitting, and I was gonna wear maybe something that I got from the fitting to the pool party.
Oh, but, I see. I misunderstood.
But I never left the fitting.
Really?
Yeah, it was at the Beverly Hilton, and I ended up just staying there all day.
Really?
It was so nice. Yeah, just hanging out.
The Beverly
out
Hilton is nice, huh?
It is. It is. It's so nice. And they also had the Daytime Emmy Awards.
Oh, there?
So,
really?
Yeah, they actually had them there. So first I pull up, I'm like, wow, this is a poppin' place. Okay. Yeah. You know, because I've never really been to the Beverly Hilton before.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I'm thinking, wow, there's a lot of people here. And I'm thinking, there's a lot of people dressed up. By the way, is there some kind of awards going on? Sure enough, they're like,
sure enough. Did you see anybody you knew?
Emmys,
could you recognize anyone?
No, I was, I just kind of went straight up to the, to the room. I didn't even want to like partake because I'm in like, you know, like my chilled out, like sundress, like just in comfy clothes, and all these people are just gathering
all
in the lobby, like super dressed up. So I'm like, don't mind me, everybody. I'm not here. What? Don't look at me. I'm like covering my face. Like, nope, I know I don't belong here. Don't judge me.
Yeah.
I just want to find the elevators and go to this room and go to my fitting.
Yeah. That's pretty much the way it is in Vegas too. You know, you go in a casino, there's people all dressed up and everything.
Yeah.
And there's people in swimsuits walking around. You know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. For
so
sure.
There nobody cares, I guess. But here at the Beverly Hilton, okay.
Yeah,
I can understand.
What I noticed, because where the fitting was, the balcony like overlooked, you know, the pool and, you know, where the after party would be and would have been, sorry. And I could see there's like some people laying out, there's some kids in the pool, whatever. And all of a sudden it just cleared out. And I'm like, well, what did they do to all the people that are here like on vacation or staying at the hotel? And like, oh, they have to kick them out at 3 o'clock. Mm. Like, I would be so upset if mm-hmm. I was on vacation somewhere, lounging around the pool, mm-hmm. and by 3 o'clock, they're like, okay, you need to leave this vicinity because we have a private party here.
Wow.
Like, I would be really mad. Like, where are all the people going? Oh, yeah, we have to leave.
Yeah, it's all about the money. I guess maybe people are used to that, you know, in hotels like that, in a city like that.
Yeah.
You know, because people get special treatment here all the time, you know.
Yeah.
Depends how much money you got, you know.
Yeah,
And what guest list you're on, mm-hmm. you know, if you're on the A-list or whatever, you know. Have you been to the Beverly Hills Hotel?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, that one's nice, huh?
That's super nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody that comes to this town, they got to check it out, man. There's some nice places in Beverly Hills, for sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know? Well, there has to be. It's Beverly Hills.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Duh.
Yeah.
So what was the fitting for?
It was for, Pieces of Ass, mm-hmm. which is this Friday. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. We have this girl. Her name is Marla, mm-hmm. and she's a designer, and she makes this stuff. She calls it glam rock, mm-hmm. and it is the most amazing stuff I've ever seen. Like, she'll take these leather jackets and completely, mm-hmm. like, stud them out. Like, she put studs all over them and, like, you know, glitter stuff. And it's just, oh, my gosh. Like,
really?
Amazing, wow. Amazing stuff. Like, really cool pieces. And also, if you listeners out there, if you're viewing my little page on the LA Talk Radio website, I'm wearing, where my bio is, I'm wearing these headphones and this dress. That was her. Like, she actually blinged out the headphones.
Really?
I was wearing. Yeah, that's where I got those photos. Yeah. I was trying on some stuff. She had a really good camera, and she's like, oh, let's just snap some pictures.
Yeah.
And we did, and I'm like, I really like these. I'm going to use these for my LA Talk Radio photos.
So is she doing all the clothes for everybody there on the show? Or just
for most of us.
Really?
Like, I know we're going to try to do
a bikini shoot
pretty soon. She makes bikinis and,
really?
Like, everything. Sunglasses, jewelry. Mm-hmm. This girl is so, so talented. But she's from Canada. So right now she's actually living mm-hmm. at the Beverly Hilton.
Wow.
So she's got all the
tough,
clothes,
huh?
hanging up everywhere.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, this is the glam rock suite. This
so
is also where I'm living.
How
so.
Many girls are on the show? About 15, 20 or something?
I'm not even sure how many dancers we have. There's going to be about 8 or 9, like, pieces.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. if she designs
like
for everyone,
time.
That's a pretty good gig, man. That's
oh,
a
yeah,
lot of clothes
for sure,
to design,
for sure.
You know?
Yeah, I think I'll be actually wearing the same dress I wore last time, because that was just, I mean, that was just like this staple of my piece.
It just
made so much sense. And, you know, if you saw it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you didn't, come this Friday and see it.
Yeah.
PiecesLA.com. And, yeah.
Now, your picture from there is with a blue dress, but I remember you wearing a gold dress, didn't you? Or was it blue, what you were wearing at the show?
In the show?
Yeah.
It was like every color.
Yeah,
like,
that's
right.
It
was striped, all different colors.
No,
yeah.
But the first time, no, when you came out, you had like a sequin dress, didn't you?
Yeah, the sequin dress.
Okay, and
it was
different colors?
The lighting and
yeah.
stuff just made it look all different.
Yeah, it looked gold to me, you know?
It wasn't gold. That was definitely a help to the lighting department at Beecher's Madhouse.
Oh, well, sounds good, yeah. So everybody, if you want to catch Mia live on... it's going to be this Friday at the Roosevelt Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they're going to have to find the Beecher's Club, because it's kind of like you're going to have to ask somebody where it is.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like hidden there.
It's kind of hidden. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's a cool place. And I would recommend you bring your own drinks there, because the bar is way too full, man. I couldn't even make my way to the bar last time.
Oh, yeah. there were a lot of people.
There were a lot of people.
As soon as I walked out on the stage, I'm looking around. I'm like, oh, my gosh. They packed the house.
Yeah. Have you done, had you done live shows before this one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started in professional theater when I was like 9 years old. Yeah,
oh,
that's what I thought I was going to do. I thought I was going to do the whole New York Broadway thing
yeah.
until I started doing commercials, and I'm like, oh, I kind of like being in front of the camera a little bit more than a live audience. So that's when I started taking this route. But originally I thought I was gonna, you know, be a singer and a dancer and an actress.
Cool. Well, maybe you still will be, you know? I mean,
yeah, you never know.
You got the talent for all these things. You might as well use it, you know?
Yeah, but let me tell you, I'm not leaving Los Angeles for New York anytime soon. No, yeah. Thank you. I don't know if I ever will.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where all that's at. The whole Broadway scene is New York.
That's true, yeah. But everything else is here.
I just can't stand another winter. No. Like, I dealt with that in Chicago all those years growing up. I'm like, okay, I've paid my dues with the cold weather.
That's true,
I'm done. I'm staying put in Los Angeles.
But you've been to New York, right? Have you been to New York?
Yeah. I mean, it's a great place to visit.
It is.
I'd love to see the shows.
Yeah.
But to live there?
You couldn't live there, huh? It's too packed with people, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, here at least it's spread out. We have a lot of people here, but it's spread out, you know? But in New York, you've got 8 million people on one friggin' island, you know?
Yep. Yep. No thanks.
That's tough, you know?
No,
wow. So I just wanted to bring up that Man of Steel made $125 million.
Wow.
I think that's a lot of money compared to, let's see, it's ahead of Toy Story 3, which made $110. So it's the second best debut this year because of Iron Man 3. But I guess it's not up there. I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah, among the top, they're not saying that. Well, it did break a record for June opening, but...
Yeah.
Anyway, who cares? We're going to get to our guest. We have a very special guest in the studio who's waiting patiently for her turn. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. You're on the mic now, so you can talk. And your name is Nicolette. Nicolette X, right? That's
yes.
What you have on Facebook.
That's what I like to call myself.
Oh, really? So
where did that come from?
So if you introduce yourself, you go, hi, I'm Nicolette X?
Yes, basically.
Really?
Well, I'm a therapist.
Uh-huh. A hairpiece.
Yes.
Okay,
so
what's that? Not a hairpiece,
no,
but a hairpiece.
A hairpiece. So it's like a hairstylist therapist.
Okay.
Slash.
Yeah.
But,
so therapy, you mean because you listen to people's problems? Or
I listen to people's problems, but I also, you know, I help their hair, whatever hair trauma they're going through.
Yeah. So hair goes through trauma.
Hair does go through trauma.
Really?
Lots
wow,
and lots
you're
going
to tell us about that, too.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Wow. So, I mean, how do you get the Nicolette X thing? Is that because you don't like the last name or you like just to sound like a porn star? Or
oh, heck no. We're not going to do it here, guys. No, the X kind of simulates the scissors.
Oh,
so to make
okay.
it kind of, you know, cute that way. But there is no okay. symbol for scissors on Facebook, so it has to be an X.
I see. Okay, well, now we got it. So are you originally from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Really?
Actually, I was born and raised in Burbank.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Nobody's born in L.A.
Yeah, I know, right? That's what I hear often.
But, you know, I find that those are some of the best people.
You think?
Yes. Like, out of, like, my groups of friends, like, a lot of them that are actually born and raised here are just, like, the bestest friends I've ever had, even almost better than from back home.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's
sure.
a lot of cool people in LA.
Sure.
I mean, do you find that there's a lot of
there
cool people?
There are a lot of cool people, a lot of genuine people. But
right.
you have to really dig deep.
Right.
It, you do,
it takes
you know?
A lot
because,
of digging.
Yeah, I know. But many people just badmouth the city, and it's not that bad, you know? I mean, there are good people here. You just have to find them.
Everybody has different experiences,
right.
you know?
And people come here from different places, so they bring their own shit with them. And sometimes,
true.
You know.
Right.
And
that's why I say the people that move here from, like, the little small towns, I feel like they have something to prove.
Right.
You know, and that's why they try to change and be something that they're not to fit in with the, quote-unquote, L.A. crowd,
right.
you know. So
right. But then
that's how I feel about it.
Then they're also feeding into the thought of an L.A. person and being an L.A. flake and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true, yeah.
That's so bad.
Or L.A. men have really bad reputation, right?
They really do. It's so
yeah.
sad.
Why is that? Why do you think that is?
Because I think that a lot of people think that L.A. men are womanizers, so they kind of are shied away from a lot of men.
Mm.
But
are
you know,
they?
I
mean, do you find that
I
they
don't,
are?
Actually.
No, most
no.
people are not.
No. Well, not at all.
Good for you. So you hang out good crowds.
I do.
Yeah.
Definitely. I have a lot of good friends.
Awesome. So it's cool. So did you have a cool childhood in Burbank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah.
I mean, you grew with all the studios and everything around you there and stuff. So
definitely.
Yeah. But Burbank looked different when Well, you're not that old, so it didn't look that different.
Well, it's grown up quite a bit, actually,
yeah.
You know.
It's changed. I mean, the past 30 years or so, you know, it's changed. It's become like they really touched up the city, and it looks a lot nicer, huh?
Definitely.
Yeah. It's really cool. They have IKEA there. They've got they even got Hooters there.
I love IKEA.
If you ever want to go back, if you ever want to go back to
there
that.
There we go. There it is. Okay.
She does a whole piece on Hooters with, on her show there.
Bit of that in there.
Yeah, Hooters is fun for a once in a while sort of thing, the ambiance of the place.
Right. So that's cool. So so you're a hairdresser and a therapist, and but do you like to be called like beautician or
no?
No,
I like
you don't
to be
like
called
that.
A therapist. It's a my therapist? Own thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
I haven't
a
heard
therapist.
Beautician and like I don't know. That's like something my grandma would
really?
Say.
Really? They don't
right?
call them that anymore.
Beauty parlor.
Yeah. So what do you call someone who's into beauty? I mean, wouldn't you say that? Or would you start saying hairdresser slash makeup artist slash manicurist?
That's basically what I am.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. We have a lot of slashes. If we do many different things, there are people that are hairstylists slash estheticians or hairstylists slash manicurist, pedicurist type people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm basically a... therapist slash makeup artist.
Oh, okay. Well, so we'll get back to it and stuff. I wanted to ask you, so do you have any siblings?
I do. I have two brothers.
Great. And older, younger?
Both younger than me. So I'm
really?
Oldest, yeah.
Okay. So they had to look up to you and stuff, right?
Yes, but
did they give
their
you
brothers.
A hard time?
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say. They were brothers.
Wow. And so what school did you go to in Burbank High School or something?
I went to Burroughs and then Burbank, yeah.
Oh, Burroughs, where's that?
That is more in the valley area.
Oh, okay.
Of Burbank.
Never
Clark.
Heard of it.
Go Burroughs.
Go Burroughs, okay. Whatever.
I like Burbank High too. That's where I graduated from, so.
Burbank High?
Yes, and I was a choir girl.
Oh,
sure.
Really? Mm-hmm. Hey. So you like to sing?
Oh, yes.
Wow, that's cool. Do you go to karaoke sometimes?
I still have to break out and get into my element there. But
so you sing at home mostly and in the car?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
well,
in
you
the shower,
get
though.
In, yeah, you got to get in front of people, though. You know,
definitely.
Yeah. Karaoke is a good place to do it, you know. I haven't been in so long. I think I'm going to start going again, you know.
Yeah,
karaoke.
Go for
it. It's just fun. You meet a lot of fun people and people that like to sing. Of course, a lot of people can't sing worth a shit, you know, but...
They still love it.
Yeah, they love it, you know. I just don't know that I can stand it, you know. Every time there's somebody bad, I go outside.
Oh, I know. I don't know how the workers do it. Like, these people that work at the bars, you know, they have, like, Wednesday night or whatever is karaoke night.
And they put in their earplugs.
I hate working Wednesday night. Because, like, you have no escape. You know, like you said, if there's some bad ones, you go outside. Where are they going to go? They're working. They just got to... deal with it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So when you grew up, did you know what you wanted to be? I mean, did you want to do hair at an early age?
Well, yeah, basically I did. There were other things that I wanted to be first, but when I was four, my parents would tell me that I would walk around with a hairbrush at their family parties
really?
And say, can I brush your hair?
Wow. Aww. There you go.
And
wow.
I basically
always knew.
Yeah, basically.
That's great.
And I
that's
always
great.
Kind of, I was playing with hair for a really long time. I had my cousin come over all the time and we would play with her hair and do her makeup and dress her up in my fancy dresses and take pictures. And it was a fun thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you dress them up like dolls and stuff?
Basically, yeah. They're my human toy.
Yeah. Did you ever accidentally, like, give yourself a really bad haircut when you were a kid? I knew kids that did that. Oh, my God.
The bangs. It was the slanted bangs, but they were super short.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad. I think I have pictures, and I'm not posting them.
Yeah. So, I bet, did you sometimes have a time when you cut a friend's hair, and then she goes home, and her mom looks at it, and she goes, what have you done?
With a hair color, yes.
Yeah. Oh, with a hair color.
Oh, my God.
That was, it was... very interesting.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But it's funny. I mean, it's interesting to know that you're into, that someone can be like into hair and, and designing hair and stuff at an early age, you know, because you think of it as something more grown up and stuff, you know. But and I think it takes a special person also, you know. I mean, I kind of be, I don't know if I'd if I'd feel comfortable touching other people's hair and stuff. But I guess if you wash it and everything, it's okay, right?
Well, I have a funny story about that being in beauty school. Because we get doll heads.
Uh-huh.
So the doll heads have real human hair from who I have no idea. So that was kind of freaking me out.
Yeah.
I'm like, are they off of dead people? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So I think,
don't they do it like they do, like they make wigs?
Yes, basically.
They just cut off people's hair.
So it's not exactly that freaky, but my mind goes really bonkers. So washing the hair was an interesting thing for me.
Mm.
Really kind of touching somebody else, and I'm like, I don't know if I'm doing this right, and I feel kind of nervous, you know. But once you get used to it, it all just kind of flows, and you get really comfortable with the people, just talking to them and getting to know them, basically.
Yeah, I guess you can't afford to be grossed out by people when you do this kind of thing.
No.
Yeah, and it could be a lot worse. I mean, you could be cleaning up people's shit in a nursery home or something. You know?
Nursing, true.
Nursing home, yeah.
There are definitely worse jobs.
Yeah. And, like nurses, I sometimes wonder, how can people do this kind of work? But some people actually want to do that kind of work.
That's true.
They want to take care of sick people and things like that. And I always say, thank goodness for people like that, because if we didn't have them, everybody would die. You
it's
know?
True. Yeah. It's all about service survive, and giving of yourself. You know?
It really is. Yeah. You know, I mean, I could never do that. I mean, I wouldn't give that much out of myself. Mm-hmm. But what do I know, you know? But
you find other ways to serve.
Exactly. Serve our country.
Exactly.
I know. So so you went to high school and stuff, and at that point, did you decide after I get out, no college or anything, I'm going to go to beauty school?
Well, for sure. I was like, I don't want to go to a four-year college because I think it's a waste of time. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on that, but, you know, there are other things that I wish that I would have learned and really paid attention to. But I really do love what I do, and I'm glad that I went the route that I did.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that some people are just more creative, you know? I mean, you can't sit in a classroom for 5 hours a day.
I definitely couldn't.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's good for you, at least, because some people actually, you know, go on to try to become a lawyer or a doctor or whatever, and then they realize they don't really like it. You know, they just did it for their parents. They did it for what's expected of them. And, you know, and then they're just very unhappy people.
Yeah.
And then you have then you find a hairdresser with a law degree, you know.
Right.
Because they have those, you know, I mean.
That's interesting.
For sure. Yeah, I feel like it's, you know, especially with the way, like, you know, times are changing now. I feel like, you know, and like sort of the generation slightly before mine, it was, you know, everybody would, you know, go to school and then they'd have a college degree. And then it's like, oh, wow, because you have such a great degree. You're going to get a job right away.
Right.
And that's how it was for a little while. But now I feel like all these kids that are getting out of college, they just go back home and live with their parents because there's no jobs. There's nothing for them to do. And now they've got student loans piled sky high and they're, you know, working at McDonald's. And it's like,
that's ridiculous.
You know, it really is such a shame.
Yeah.
And it's almost better to just go with like a trade, you know, find something that you like, that you really want to do, instead of getting a general like communication or business degree. It's like, what can you really do with that nowadays, unless you know someone you know, looking to hire.
Right.
So like, even my little brother, when it was coming that time for him to go to college, it was like, well, what do you really want to do? And that's why he went to massage school. He had that year-long program, and now, you know, he's got a great job working at like a super posh spa, and it's great. And now he's doing what he wants to do, where a lot of his other friends that went away, they're just kind of like partying and hanging out, and he's already like on his career path.
Yeah,
so
there you
I
go.
Feel like that's a...
Yeah, it's good when you know early on what you want to do with your life, you know?
Definitely.
With me, my entire 20s, I just partied, you know? It's like, I didn't know what the hell I wanted, you know? I mean, I remember I went to... I was trying to go to college, so I was in Vegas at the time. I went to UNLV. And two classes. First of all, I totally failed the math entrance exam, which is totally not like me, because I'm very good at math.
Oh, I'm terrible.
And But that was the time when we were doing Quaaludes and shit. I don't know if you even heard of those, but those were like elephant tranquilizers not really elephant, but they were very strong tranquilizers we used to take in the 70s and 80s. And so, you know, you can't possibly do that and then do coke also and then go and try to take a fucking placement test, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
So at that point, you know, and then so I try to go to college anyway. So I took other classes and I didn't do very well at all. I mean, I didn't have the patience to sit there and learn and stuff. And I guess I just wasn't ready. And that's why I tell people, if you don't feel you're ready for college, don't go, you know, because you'd be wasting your time.
Definitely.
College should be about choice. You know, you decide you want to go there. And sure enough, later in my life, in my late 20s, I decided to go back to school. And I graduated with honors, you know, because I knew what I wanted to do. I approached it like a business, you know, rather than just play around and stuff. So I thought, okay, I want to go to business school. So if I want to go to business school, I got to get like straight A's. I got to do very well. So that's what I did. It was sort of like, okay, this is what you have to do. This is what you do.
Right.
You know, and so that worked out, you know, but definitely, I think with college, you got to want to go, you know.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
And for me, it was enjoyable. There were a lot of things I wanted to learn about marketing and things like that. I loved liberal arts, like art and, you know, and like history of art and music and stuff. Because otherwise, you don't really get into that stuff.
You have to take classes that definitely interest you. I mean,
when I went
to college.
Yeah, that pick your interest, too. Because sometimes you don't know if you're going to like something.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm sorry, you were saying?
No, I was just going to say, like, for me, of course, I really wanted to be there, you know, in college, because not only was I probably one of the youngest students in my college, because I graduated from high school a year early.
That's great.
And started college right away. But I didn't even realize. I thought I was just going to go for my gen eds and just do it, get it out of the way. And I took a psychology course, and I just fell in love with it. Mm. And I kind of went in that direction and was taking, like, two psych courses sometimes, like, per semester I'd be in two.
Really?
Because, I was crazy. I was doing, like, 18 or 20 credit hours a semester. Like, I was just, like, a little college freak for 2 years.
Then.
And I'm like, okay, I'm done. But how long did you go to school for in the
I went to school for about 13 months. And then basically they give you all the information that you need in order to take the test and be sanitary about what you're doing.
Right.
They don't exactly teach you how to cut and what techniques to use per se. They really just want you to be clean about it and sanitary. So,
So they don't care if you're a good hairdresser or bad hairdresser.
No,
yeah.
They
just want to make sure that you know how to
do it. Right? You have to really, really be passionate about this craft in order to be great at it.
That's true. So, I mean, it's and that's why I say it's a creative thing, because you get to design, like, hairstyles and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So, did you, like, right after high school, you decided to go to beauty school?
High school, I actually went to learn more about music, because, you know, I was thinking maybe I wanted to be a music teacher, and then I went through all the technical classes about music and I was like, this is boring. So I decided to find something else to do. My dad was like, so what do you want to do with the rest of your life? I'm like, well, let me flip through this course book and see what I can find. Cosmetology, cosmetics. That's my thinking at that time. I'm about 19 years old. I want to learn more about makeup. And so I get into the class, and I'm sitting down in the class. I don't have any books or my kit or anything. And I'm learning a little bit about what this course is, and it's so much more than I thought it was going to be. So they taught a little bit about makeup, but the majority of it was how to cut hair and how to style hair. And I'm going, a light went off in my head, and I'm going, oh, my goodness. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you just thought you were going in there to learn more about makeup.
Yeah.
And they gave you the whole kick and boodle.
Yeah, everything. And I got to learn about facials, which I really love, too, because I like the relaxation portion of it. Because I like to make people feel relaxed. I was brought up with massage as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
So, yeah.
What does that mean, you were brought up with massage?
Well, my dad always wanted a massage, so he said, hey, Nick,
Oh, I see. Okay, so you have to give me a massage.
So apparently, well, I'm pretty good.
Yeah, well, you seem like multi-talented. I mean, you can make people feel really good in many ways, apparently.
No happy endings.
No happy endings.
Atta girl.
No.
Atta girl.
Hold on, we got a phone call. Let's see who that is. Good morning, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello? Okay, probably wrong number.
Oh, well.
I like when it's wrong number and they actually talk, you know, then you humor them a little bit. You know?
That's always fun.
Yeah.
Or if your number is, like, really similar to, like, Jimmy John's or something, yeah. People, like, call up and be like, hi, can I order a sandwich, please? Like, I would just totally mess with them. Oh, yeah. My gosh. That'd be
what
awesome.
Would you like?
Oh. That's hilarious.
So you went to school for 13 months, and so did you learn just hair during that time, or did you learn
other
things?
It was very extensive. I got to learn about facials. I got to learn about hair, nails.
Oh, so that was all at the same time?
All-inclusive. Well, it's cosmetology, so it goes over basically everything.
Right.
The only thing they don't go over is the barbering stuff. Mm. So, like, cosmetology uses more chemicals, hair color and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Barbers can't do that.
Oh, okay.
Barbers use a razor. Cosmetologists don't.
I see, okay.
So
they don't let you shave a balloon or something?
No.
See if you can do it.
Well, and I'm probably going to wind up doing this because I really like the art of barbering, you know, with the shaving and everything. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to go back to school at some point to learn how to do shaves with a straight razor.
Mm.
I think it'd be really beneficial to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know, it's like, it's. I know my hairdresser the other day was using one of those, and I'm like, be careful with it, please. You know, it looks so threatening.
You have to be really confident with that.
I know, my God.
So creepy.
Some people don't use it anymore, though. It seems like kind of old-fashioned, you know.
Yeah, I like that, though. I think I love the old-fashioned stuff. So
yeah.
I think that's mostly why I want to go back and try to learn how to do the straight razor shaves.
Yeah.
Because of the oldness of it. Yeah.
Sounds good. So, so you got out of school and stuff, and was it easy to find a job, find a salon that would take you?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it really depends. I suggest, as like a new hairstylist right out the gate, to go and assist a few people because you are definitely not confident when you come out of school. You could mess up somebody's hair. Like, I was super scared.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
People are sensitive about their hair.
Right, exactly. I had messed up quite a few times. But you know what? You make mistakes to learn from them, and you get better and better every time. You just got to keep persevering and pushing through.
Right.
So.
And after all, for crying out loud, it's just hair. It grows
it
back
grows
out.
It grows back,
exactly.
You know? Don't be so touchy about your hair.
So for a while, you were assisting someone?
Oh, you know, throughout the entire 12 years that I've been licensed, I feel like I've been assisting someone.
Really?
And you know what? That's awesome for me because I learn something new every time.
Yeah.
Maybe the way they cut is a little different from me. I can take a little bit from them. The way they blow dry is different, possibly, or apply color, or the way that they position foils in the head for highlights or something, you know.
Right.
I just recently learned a different technique called an ombre. Which was, I learned this about a year and a half ago, and I absolutely love it. It's so much fun to do, and it creates the most amazing results.
Really? What is
it?
Yeah, explain it to us.
An ombre is like L.A. beach hair. So the color going, it's a gradient from dark to light on the ends, and for you technical people or computer literate people out there, a gradient is a fading of color from dark to light or reversed.
Right.
So basically what I do is if somebody has brown hair on the ends, I will make it so that the dark brown goes into a blonde color.
Mm.
So it creates this really cool beach.
Wow. And this you created yourself type of a thing?
Oh, no.
No.
No, the Beverly Hills hairstylist thought of that first, I'm sure, or New York.
Yeah,
it's one of them. Yeah. We're pretty big out here and out there, so.
So now when you walk around, you see people with hair and you go, God, I could do this hair and whatever. Huh?
You have to have a vision. Every person you look at, you're thinking of something different to do to their hair or how you can, I don't know, make them stand out more.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, so let's get to dyeing hair and stuff like that. So a lot of women dye their hair, right? I mean, is that bad for the hair?
It is.
Because I can feel like one time I tried to dye my hair. It was the last time too. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's no way. But I remember it makes your hair like not as silky and smooth anymore.
Right, right. It does break down the hair quite a bit. It takes a lot of the proteins out, so it is not great for the hair. But sometimes for certain people, if their hair is too soft or something like that and they want to be able to manage it.
Right, they have some body to it.
Right, they will color their hair in order to get that body and that volume.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and it's almost like perming too, because that breaks down the hair too.
Yeah.
And creates a different chemical reaction within the hair.
And I can imagine blow drying obviously can ruin the hair and
it
stuff.
It sure can.
And, yeah.
Blow drying and flat ironing and curling.
I don't blow dry my hair.
No, that's good.
That's one thing. Unless I'm like crazy, crazy in a hurry, I do not blow dry my hair.
Yeah.
It's better for your hair.
Is your hair naturally like this? It's not curly or anything.
Actually,
right?
That's what's funny. Today, believe it or not, today of all days when I should have actually like done my hair all like super pretty to impress her here. I actually, this is just like raw, air dried, hair.
Beautiful.
And also, in my defense, I was at a different pool party over the weekend and I jumped in. And it was chlorine.
Oh, boy.
So it's kind of, it's probably suffering a little bit today, even though
I'll give
it like a treatment. Like it'll probably take a little while to get back to normal. This is how my hair normally is. It's kind of
that's pretty. I like
wavy,
the wave to it. Yeah.
Curly-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are some of the methods to counteract all this damage and stuff? I mean, I know there's products and things like that, but if someone like blow dries a lot. What should they do? I mean, are there things for the hair to protect?
Definitely. Actually, they say that whatever is good for your body is good for your hair, your nails, and your skin.
Mm.
So what you want to do is you want to use some coconut oil on your hair.
Oh.
Yes.
And you just put a little bit of that on and you comb
that.
It through. You can either leave it on all night or leave it on for about 30 minutes or so and then wash it out. You got to really wash it out, though, because it's kind of, it's greasy. It's oily.
Right. Yeah.
But for the most part, it really helps to strengthen your hair.
Oh, really?
It does. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It really does. I love using coconut oil.
It's the best
I use it for everything. Yeah, I use it on my skin, and I eat a little bit. And
Yeah,
I definitely use it on my hair.
You eat coconut oil like you put it on what, on salads or something or what?
No. I mean, I'm not particularly a big fan of the way it even tastes, so I just take a very tiny, tiny, tiny spoonful, and that's like, okay, like I've got my nutrients in, but I also use it sometimes like under my eyes as like eye cream. Like it really helps to get my makeup off, and I use it on my skin. It makes it so like
silky and
nice.
Smooth,
and it's amazing. It's like a cure-all for everything.
Yeah.
I love it.
And for cooking too, instead of olive oil.
It's coconut oil. Yeah, I think it's more healthy than olive oil or vegetable oil to cook with coconut oil.
Oh, really?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's good to know. And I also imagine there are all kinds of products out there and stuff, right? Like if people want to get a product, what do you recommend?
I would recommend something that would be sulfate-free and paraben-free.
Mm-hmm.
L'Oreal has one, right? The shampoo and conditioner, that's what I use. This is L'Oreal. It says sulfate-free. I'm like, yeah. That's the one I want.
Yes. Yep. If it says sulfate-free and paraben-free, you're in the clear.
Really?
Definitely, yeah. Wow. You don't want something that's going to clog your pores and your scalp, because what happens there is if your pores get clogged, then your hair can't grow.
Mm.
And your hair falls out. And then you have patches.
Yeah.
So would be an example of a shampoo not to use?
Pantene.
I didn't want to have to be the one to say it, but yeah, I've heard that before.
Herbal essences. I'm sorry, ladies, but that is not going to give you an orgasm.
That's right, the commercials.
Oh, is that what the commercial implies?
Yeah. The girl in the shower, she's like, oh, yeah. And the guy standing outside the door like, what is she doing? And then you just see her wash your hair with herbal essence. It's ridiculous.
Yes, it smells good. No, it's not good for your hair or your scalp. Please stop using it.
Yeah. You see, and that's the thing about shampoos. When you go and shop for a new one, you don't really know what to get because, you know, you can't get inside the bottle. So you go based on the shape of the bottle, if it looks nice, and the smell, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you don't know if you – yeah, and you don't know if you're getting a good shampoo or not.
Right, exactly. You know? Well, you have to really look at the ingredients on the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
If it's got sulfuric acid in it, that is not necessarily good either because that's drying. You know, it's very drying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If it's got – alcohol, any type, like acetyl alcohol, that's not good either because that's also drying your hair out.
Wow.
Make sure that you can understand all of the ingredients on the bottle so that you know what's going on, just like whatever you're taking into your body.
Right.
You have to make sure that you know what's going on to your hair.
Right.
Because you need everything to be healthy.
Right. Wow.
So, yeah.
And So it's probably a good idea to, like, ask someone, like a professional, like yourself, what shampoo I should use, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, because otherwise, I mean, there's like a million of them. I don't know what to get, you know?
Exactly.
Because, like, sometimes I like a shampoo, and then they discontinue making it. So then you got to start looking for a new one.
Yeah,
and you don't
ask
know
your
where
hairstylist.
The hell, you know? Yeah.
They know the best. They're definitely like doctors in their, you know, in their field. So when you go to a doctor, you ask the doctor their opinion of what you should do. So you definitely should ask your hairstylist.
That's true, yeah. And you probably like a therapist too, right?
I mean,
you hear stories all day and stuff like that.
I hear stories all day. I mean, it's mostly like, I'm going through this and that and the other.
Yeah.
And
all the marriages and the affairs and the divorces.
Yeah. I haven't heard any affairs, actually.
No affairs? No. Huh? Wow.
Thank goodness.
Probably a lot of, like, very recent breakups, though. Because I know that's what I would love
sometimes,
to do.
If
I went through a breakup, like, okay, that's it. I'm going to get my hair done. I need a change.
Exactly.
And I feel like that's probably a big commod.
Yeah.
Commodity.
Definitely.
So you go, like, for a different look after you break up? Is that what you say?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to always do that in high school. All of a sudden, I'd show up the next day with red hair.
And people probably knew, oh, she broke up
with someone. You know, layered. And, oh, yeah.
And what I found mostly is women like to chop their hair off.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What is that?
It's signifying freedom.
Oh, really?
From the long hair. Because men like the long hair.
Yeah.
So they're like, I'm done with him, so I'm done with my hair. And they just cut it off.
Yeah. Like being rebellious or something,
Heck
huh?
Heck yeah.
But it's cute. Like, your hairstyle is super cute. I love it.
Thank
short
you.
And, like, the bangs
it
and the color.
It suits you perfectly.
It suits you, yeah.
Thank you. I had a pixie cut before because I went through a breakup.
Oh, so that was you. Okay.
Now this is the grow-out phase. This is why I can talk about this, because I know from experience.
Exactly.
Women like to chop their hair off for freedom.
So whenever I see a woman with short hair, I can pretty much assume that
you can,
she just had a breakup.
Yeah. Or they just like short hair, you know?
That's
so maybe
true.
They have kids and they don't have time to deal with the long hair and doing it.
That's true.
So, yeah, like my mom, I don't know how she did it. Her hair was so long, it almost like touched the floor.
Wow.
Like, she was famous for it.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
And
it was completely virgin hair, too. She never dyed it. She never even brushed it. She would detangle it with her fingers.
Oh, that's awesome.
In the morning, yeah.
Mm.
And she would, you know, she had to, like, you know, put it back in a ponytail. She would braid it first and then, like, wrap it around in, like, a bun. And that's how she would have her hair up.
Wow.
And it was, it was incredible. She had amazing hair. And she chopped it off and donated it to Locks of Love.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love that cause. I really do.
What do they do? It's for
that's
hair implants and stuff like that? Is that what they do?
For cancer patients.
For cancer patients.
Locks of Love is mostly, I believe that one is more for kids.
Mm.
So you're donating your hair to children who have cancer.
And how do they put their hair? Implants and stuff for the
wigs.
Kids?
For wigs.
Wigs. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wigs are expensive, I'm sure.
They definitely
and
are.
So it's, this, you know,
a great cause to donate to. Hey, ladies, if you want to serve, cut off your hair for a good cause for these kids that have leukemia and cancer and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Well, you sound like a great hairdresser. I mean, I definitely want to come to you now. And the thing is, she just, I don't know how you picked me there on Facebook and you sent me a message. Hey, I'm working in a new place in Sherman Oaks and stuff. Why don't you come by? And I thought, yeah, why not? I'm in between hairdressers right now, you know.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, I know. I was just thinking about that the other day. I'm like desperate for a little touch up and trim. So yeah. I'll definitely be stopping by.
So tell people where it is. Where's the salon you work in?
I work at Juan a Salon, and it's on Hazeltine and Ventura Boulevard.
In Sherman Oaks.
In Sherman Oaks.
So, yeah, so if you guys are local to where we are, it's definitely not too far from here, about a mile and a half at most.
Mm-hmm. And you can, if you really want to know the exact address of where it is, you can visit my website. That's www.nicolettex.com.
Oh, wow. So
cool.
you got the domain.
Heck yeah, I do.
There you go. Awesome. And so you do pretty much everything hair, color cuts.
Color cuts, extensions, straightening, perms.
So now, what do you like doing the best? The cut, styling, color, what's your main passion?
I love cutting because that gives like an artistry to it, but I love blow drying the most and styling it.
Really?
Because I can kind of see some sort of style in my head. Like this, I had this girl yesterday and I asked her, so how would you like to see your hair? This is a usual consultation that I go through just after the haircut. How would you like me to blow it out? Do you like a little curl? Do you like it to be stick straight with maybe a little bit of volume? Because I don't like to flat iron the hair because I think that super stick straight does not appeal to anyone, honestly. You need a little bit of volume, just something to fluff it. Because hair needs to move.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
So I did my thing and she walked out with these curls that were party ready.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's definitely what I would do. Like I would wait till I have like some really cool event at night and be like, okay, now today is the day I'm gonna go get my hair done. So they can style it and make it look really good for the event.
Exactly.
Yeah,
red carpet people,
favorite.
You need to see me.
Having good hair. Yeah.
Now do a lot of men get their hair dyed and stuff?
Quite a few, actually.
But it doesn't look great, does it? I mean,
it depends on what you do.
Yeah.
There is a great hair color that's more of like a camouflaging if guys are going gray.
Right.
There's a Redken camo color that I like to use, and it just basically kind of fades back to like 10, 20 years, you know.
Yeah.
So it just gives a hint of color. It's not like, hi, my hair is now black.
Right. Yeah. I know. Those things look awful. Or the red hair they get from the dye.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I have a neighbor that did that. I mean, he had like gray hair for a while. Then all of a sudden, I see him like walking out to get his mail, and it's like jet black. And I'm like, oh, my God. What did you do? That
looks ridiculous, terrible. Man.
I was cracking up. I was like, oh. It's funny. Why did he do that?
Yeah.
Now, if your hair is mostly your natural color, like if you're only about 25% gray, which means if you have more brown than gray,
right?
Then I would use an actual permanent color.
I see. Okay. But if you have a lot of gray, you kind of want to
camouflage it in.
Yeah,
a little
exactly.
Bit
you don't want to make it too obvious.
Oh,
you
no.
Know? Yeah. I don't know. You see like 60-year-old people, 70-year-old people with dark jet black hair, and you're like, come on, you know?
Right? I don't understand that. That's like the comb over. I don't understand comb over.
Yeah. I know. It's like when you see them, when it's not comb, it looks like shit.
Right? Or it's like flapping in the wind.
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, luckily for men, baldness is now acceptable more popular. You
bald
know?
Is beautiful.
Yeah, so a lot of people have that option now.
Yeah.
Rather than look like a psychiatrist or something with your hair.
Right. Here, let me comb my three hairs of hair.
All right. Well, Nicolette X, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Give out the salon name again.
It's Juan a Salon.
Juan Salon. Is that like J-U?
J-U-A-N. A
okay.
Salon, yes.
Okay. They always do like name
play on
play.
Words.
Yeah, play on words on hair salons and
I
stuff.
I love it because I'm very punny.
Yeah. So you do nails as well and stuff like that?
I don't do nails.
You don't do nails?
I do hair and makeup specifically.
Right.
if somebody pays me enough, then I'll go to their house and do makeover, or like a facial or something.
Okay.
Facial and then makeover.
Sounds good. And do you also go to people's houses? Or
I do, for certain women, I do, yes.
I see. Okay. And so everybody go to your website. That's where they're going to find more information?
Yes.
Okay. Give it out again.
It's NicoletteX.com.
Okay. And so there's probably a phone number there for the salon and everything?
Well, there's a phone number that connects straight to me.
Oh, okay. So sounds good.
If you want to make an appointment, just give me a call or a text.
Yeah. Give the number out.
It's 323-999-1613.
There you go. And you're going to have a beautiful hairdresser, and she's always going to make you look beautiful. I'm definitely going to come and visit you the next haircut.
Me too.
I just got my haircut this weekend, but I should have waited, you know. I should have waited. I'm having a hairdresser coming in on Monday, and I go get my haircut. It was just too long, though. Thank you so much for joining us. You're definitely
you
a lot of fun.
Me.
All the best to you. So this is a new salon you just joined?
Yeah. I've been there about a month.
Oh, okay, awesome.
But, you know, like I said, I've been doing hair for 12 years.
Yeah, but it's a happening place. It's a cool place.
It's great. There's great energy.
Great.
It's really, it's not a big, boisterous place. It's very nice and cozy. I work from Sunday through Tuesday, so I'm basically the only one there. So
yeah.
So you get my full attention.
That's true, huh?
Right.
Sunday, Monday usually are days off.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
Which is why I like to work through Sunday through Tuesday.
Sounds good. Awesome. Well, everybody check out Nicolette, and there was one question I wanted to ask you, now I forgot, so the heck with, so when you go to the salon, there's also a dispensary next door if you need to resupply yourself with marijuana, so there you go.
That's very true.
All right, everybody, thank you for joining us. Mia, thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you would like to get in touch with the show or to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please email sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.